Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are doing our, I don't want to say annual because sometimes it's twice a year, our hiatus.
It's seasonal.
Our seasonal.
The sixth seasonal.
Sixth seasonal. Yeah. Morphe Awards. Six seasons of this show we've watched.
Somehow. Also, I just feel obligated to point this out. We're recording on the brand new mixer, and I'm very excited about that. So if something sounds a little weird, let us know. I think it shouldn't, but just in case. We're going to jump right in. This is going to be a little looser, a little gooser than normal. Normally I write down all of them ahead of time, but I have not had a chance to today. So I'm just going to kind of bounce around hither and yon through your awards that you have submitted or your categories that you have submitted, and we will give some awards out. So the first one from Alan Sells, Best Let's Rock It.
Best Let's Rock It.
I'm going to say Ashley as Astronema.
Okay. So it was actually,
It was Melody Perkins. But it was Ashley.
Right. It was the body swap
episode.
That's probably a good one. I don't remember what it sounded like. The only Let's Rock It I remember is Let's Rock It.
Let's Rock It. So, I mean, worst Let's Rock It.
Zane.
It was Zane forever. Every single time. Next up from Matt Hoadley, the Tray of Triforia Memorial Award for worst,
for wettest fart sound.
for utter uselessness.
Oh, I want to give it to Zane because I hate him, but he wasn't useless, unfortunately.
No. I mean, last season we did have the Tray of Triforia Memorial Award for worst cast edition, but
okay.
I don't think there was any bad cast edition. Well, I mean, utter uselessness has got to be like, no, I can't even give it to that stupid dune buggy because it did kill the monster every time it showed up. I'm going to say utter uselessness has got to be like,
is it Decca? What did Decca do?
She sassed some people a couple times. Yeah.
I think it might be Decca. Because I think they were like, what if the ship has an onboard computer like sci-fi does?
And that's
it. But they forgot they had Alpha.
I'm going to say
and Alpha ruled.
Yeah, Alpha did a lot of good stuff. I'm going to say it's got to be like Professor Phenomenus.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah.
No, but he did more in the finale than Decca did all year. So, yeah, let's give it to Decca.
Yeah, I'm going to stand by Decca.
Congratulations, Decca, on your award. This is from Riley Hopkins. Best TJ Red Ranger moment. There's a lot.
Yeah, he was rallying everyone at, like, the fire scene, right?
Yes.
Because Andros left.
I'm going to give it to the episode where he found out that Carone was his sister, or that Astronema was Carone.
Yeah. Because
the whole time he's, like,
he's in charge, because yeah, Andros is emotionally
Andros
compromised.
Is checked out, because he's got so much on his plate, and TJ's like, don't worry, I'm good at this.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to that. I forget what episode that was.
I can't remember. I know there were a few where we were like, what a good Red Ranger this TJ guy is.
Man, if only he would have gotten a shot at this. The next one is from Public Frenemy number one, Corbin, worst use of Japanese footage. The elevator shot where Cassie had to be dressed like a little girl.
Either that or the one kind of half shot of the taxi cab with the hip grandma in it.
Yeah, that was also very bad.
But I don't think that's the worst use of footage, because that like had the monster and stuff. The elevator shot was for no reason.
No reason. It's like, look, they're in an elevator.
You could have just had an interior shot of Cassie and whoever going up the elevator.
Yep.
You didn't need to put that there. I know you had the footage, but you don't need to use it all. You barely used any this season. Why did you use that one?
I don't know. I just don't know. This one's from former guest of the show, friend of the show, Artley. And this is a pick your own poison. Best or worst one-off character we will never see again, i.e. Sylvie, Ash's grandma, Gang of Thieves, TMNT, or Mel. I don't remember who Mel is.
Sylvie was in at least
three. She was in at least three episodes.
I think three.
Yeah, because she was in Mission to Secret City, the Carlos on call, and the one after Mission to Secret City when they got her back. So I li- and I like Sylvie.
I'm gonna disqualify the turtles because they're a cameo, not yeah. like a one-off character.
I'm gonna say it's Ash's grandma. Ash's yeah, grandma was just like the
Ash's
worst.
Grandma is the worst character yeah. that anyone has ever
the
made.
Power Rangers ever put together. Here's a classic one that we do every year. Favorite friendship. See, last year Bulk and Skull had it the first 4 years.
Yeah.
Last year it was Justin and Carlos. This year
there's not.
I don't
much.
Know. There's not a lot of like one-on-one time.
I want to give it to Cassie and Ashley only for Cassie giving Ashley so much crap about the "you're human" thing.
You're human.
And then they had a laugh. And then they fought.
But then
Ashley was just a total dink.
Then they went to the mall separately, and like that was weird.
Yeah,
I kind of want to give it to Clippy and Astronema.
Oh,
is that
no? That's good.
Is that good? I think that might be it.
I think that's very good.
Because like it's obviously like more than it's like a familial relationship.
Yeah,
but it is friendship.
I mean, they're not actually family.
Yeah, we joked, but that's not right. her dad.
That's not her real dad.
It's not her real dad. Clippy, can't tell me to go to my room. You're not my real dad. So I'm gonna say that.
Me too.
Clippy and Astronomy.
I like that.
Here's another one from Riley. Best outfit.
Huh.
Yeah. There wasn't a ton.
No.
I'm going to give it... What's yours? You look like you had one.
Zane's silk silver date shirt.
I was going to give it to Astronema as Ronnie. Her like...
Okay.
Just like teen.
That's
like
a
hot
good,
teen
that's a
outfit.
Good late 90s yeah. outfit. I still like Zane's stupid silk shirt.
His Backstreet Boys extra
yeah,
shirt.
His Millennium album cover, two sizes too big shirt. I'm giving it to Zane.
I'm giving mine to Ronnie because I love that outfit. It was very Willow. It looked very
yeah.
Willow, and I like that. Here's one from last year. I'm also looking at last year's Morphies and kind of moving them around, trying to see if we can pluck any. Because we didn't get a ton of submissions this year because I feel like it was on a weirdly short notice.
Yeah.
So this is from Alan last year.
Okay.
And it is most unnecessary plot device.
Oh, the data cards.
Yeah, those were bad, huh? That was just to get the Delta Megazord, but they could have done that a different way.
Yep.
That fight was pretty good, though. That fight between...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to give it, I think I'm also going to give it to data cards just because they kind of went nowhere. All they did was like install Paperboy on the Delta Megaship or whatever.
Well, they also just have the Psycho Rangers. And at one point, Astronomer was like, I have other plans and held them up and then nothing came of it.
Oh, you mean the from the end of the season? I thought you meant the beginning of the season data cards that had like the
oh,
from
no,
Zordon.
But those might be more useless because at least the neon green
yeah,
ones
yeah,
did
yeah.
something.
I already forgot about that. No, but I think you might be right, because like at the end she was like, I've got plans, and then they...
And like held up the Psycho Ranger data cards.
But then they came back the next episode, right? Or was that... No. They never came back.
They never came back. They're on those data cards. Huh. Or those data cards were evaporated.
Well, hey next season of Power Rangers? Bring back them psychos. I feel like every season could benefit from...
Bringing back them psychos. I want more capable bad rangers.
Yeah, that was so good when they were like doing well. All right, here's another one from Matt. Most muscles and most power.
Most muscles is TJ. You could see those abs through that shirt.
They're from space.
Most power is Zane by design.
I feel like it's Astronema.
Is oh yeah, she
kind of murked all the rangers.
Yeah, but every time Zane showed up, they just won.
Yeah, but I hate Zane. I don't want to give him any awards if I don't have to. I guess
it's a begrudging award.
I guess
award.
By the letter of the law, yes, he did have the most power.
If the statues are gold, when I hand it to him, I'm going to bash it on the corner of the podium first. I got a big dent in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I got to be all dent in it.
There's your Morphe, you son of a gun.
This is from Lewis. This one might be tricky. Most or least memorable planet? All of them, because I don't remember any planets. Here's the most memorable.
I remember one that was like red Jupiter.
Here's the most memorable planet. The one with Seymour on it.
Well, KO-35 would be the most memorable
well,
non-Earth planet.
See, I thought of the one with Seymour in it before I thought of KO-35, I guess.
I forgot about Seymour. Well, why did you just do this to me?
Because if I have to live in this sewage, so do you. Dragging you down with me.
Was there was one that was called something.
There were several that had names, yes.
Yeah, but it sounded like just like a regular word. Or I don't, whatever.
I don't.
All the planets were stupid.
Yeah, all the planets. Like, I get what they were doing, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't what they wanted to do. Here's another one from Alan. Best or worst one-liners? I don't remember a single one-liner. You're asking us to remember too much minutia on that one.
Yeah.
Oh, best one-liner. I'm on my side. That's the best one.
I think so.
That was it. Because I've been thinking about it since 1998. So for 19 years, I've been just like rolling that over in my brain. Here's one from last year from Artley. Worst in-suit voiceover. It's got to be Zane, right? It's got to be...
yeah. Anytime Zane opens his mouth, yeah. Voiceover or not.
Carlos's were pretty bad, but they were better than Zane's, which is saying something.
That is very true.
Zane's,
you lucked out, Carlos.
Yeah, Zane's space Oklahoma accent combined with just like an inability to enunciate.
Yep.
Mega Winger. Being the primary example.
What? Come on. Nobody says winger.
No, you don't hit the G in winger.
No.
Like, come on. Come on, Zane.
It's an I. It's not two E's. You're a mega winger, Zane.
Here's one from last. Here's a classic. What should have been cool but wasn't?
Dark Spectre?
Yeah, I was going to say Dune Buggy, but I think Dark Spectre should have been cool.
I don't think that the Dune Buggy should have been cool.
Yeah, I think if this was the what they thought was cool but wasn't award, then it would be the Dune Buggy. But yeah, what should have been cool but wasn't, it's got to be the Dark Spectre. The Big Bad had one cool moment, and that was dying by eating Darkonda, and that was it.
Yeah.
The rest of the time, he was just lava donkey lips.
Giant space donkey lips. But it also a reused puppet. Like...
Yeah, he was just Malagor again. Yeah. Except, like, it seemed like a worse one. Maybe it's just because it wasn't on, like,
it might have just been,
film.
Like, wearing down.
Yeah, it was just dusty.
Don't brush it off. We're going to put colors over it anyway.
Here's another one. Here's one from last year that I think will work for this one from Annie Creighton. Least understandable monster design.
I might have to look up some monsters for this.
Here's the one that, like, right off the top of my head confuses me the most. I, like, don't remember. Jackarack?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember
he had, like, clippy crystals in his guts, but he was just evil Seymour, but with clippy crystals.
Right.
Eclipse-stools. Mm. No, I tried it, but it didn't work. It didn't feel good.
I don't know. I don't remember any of the monsters of the week because
there weren't a ton. It didn't seem and if there were, they weren't important.
Yeah, they didn't get a name. They were just like, go distract the Rangers for a second.
Yeah.
And when you die, our actual plan will go into effect.
Best. This is from Riley. Okay, Riley gave a couple. We just like a lot of negative ones in a row. So I'm gonna do some best ones. Best scenery chewing. I feel like Astronema has to take that, right?
Yeah, especially those early shots in the room.
The early ones in the room, and then also at the end where she is like lording over the Piranatrons and Quantrons, just being like, we will destroy good!
Yeah.
And love and hugs and puppies! And the only thing left will be boogers! And Moxie, the terrible soda.
And everything smells like trash. Mm. You're always downwind from a dump truck. It's great. It's going to be the best.
Everywhere is a Dawisa Tripla.
What a trendy name.
Alan said, don't forget to give the full final list of wigs.
I did that already.
We have done that already.
I'll go over it again.
Let's just do it again for posterity's sake.
All right. Starting at the bottom, now we're here.
All right.
There's 11. No, there's not.
Well, which is it?
There's 10.
Okay.
For some reason, when I was moving stuff around, the number 3 got deleted from the list, so it goes 1, 2, 4. But there's 10. So number 10, this is worst to best. Number 10 is the purple wig.
It's not the worst.
Number 9 is the white wig. I'm sure you all remember that one.
Yeah, that was like her second wig.
Number 8 was the share with Jules wig.
Yeah.
7 is the steel wool.
Okay.
6 is the cinnamon roll. 5 is the first version of the red wig with the weird bangs that, like, they did not fix. They cut them, like, real quick and then sent her out.
You mean the second version after the...
Yes.
After they give the Bluetooth installed and they had to cut her hair real quick to show it.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
4th is the blue wig. 3rd is the black pharaoh. 2nd is the spaghetti posh spice wig. And 1st is the red wig V1.
Okay. That is a good wig.
It is.
That red wig V1. You know what else is a good wig? The purple wig.
I disagree.
Well, you're right, you do.
That purple wig looks cheap as hell. They bought it for $1.
It was on sale at Party City. Going out of business store. This is kind of it, because like Corbin's got some others that are like his was the best and worst use of Japanese footage, then best and worst filmed American footage. So
right.
What is the counterpoint to that? What is the best and worst American footage? I think it's anytime they're in space without a helmet. Anytime someone's in space without a helmet, that's the worst.
That's
right?
The worst, yeah. Or just anytime they're free floating out in space, not in a ship, is just bad. It's just not good.
Yeah. Just don't.
Don't do
we
that.
We know that there's no, like, everyone knows the rules of space.
Yeah, you can't breathe out there. So why would you bring a little girl out there with
in
no
space?
Not even in a suit. Just like, bombard her. If she could breathe. She's still just getting all that unfiltered radiation. That good. She's going to come back with a 4th-degree sunburn.
That's very bad. I've had 3rd-degree sunburn. I've had sun poisoning before. And that's the worst.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, it's very, very bad. A girl I knew in high school also got sun poisoning. She basically turned purple.
Yikes.
Because of how burnt she was. I got it on the inside of my thighs, going around my knees, and the inside of my calves, because I was like sitting crisscross applesauce at a beach. And I got sun poisoning, and I couldn't move my legs the next day. I couldn't bend my knees at all. It was a nightmare.
So, if you take anything away from these Morphies,
sunblock.
Put sunblock on if you're going to be in the sun.
Put sunblock on. If it's more than 15 minutes, put some sunblock on.
Even if it's cloudy.
Yeah. That's where they get you. Then here's another one from Riley that I feel like we shouldn't answer.
Okay.
I'm just going to say it, though.
All right.
Best guest.
Well, come on.
I don't want to pick between my children.
The best guest is Adam Park.
I think even best guest, like, a person that came on our show.
Oh, our? Okay. Yeah. I thought even, like, guest star, and there's only two options that I can remember, and it was Adam and Justin. Okay. No, if you're asking us to pick the best guest on our show, we're not going to do that.
Yeah, I can't do that. Best guest star... Was Adam.
Was Adam Park.
For sure, Adam. Diva Talks too? Because she was technically a guest star when she was on.
See, I don't know if she was a guest star, or more of a cameo role.
She's
or
only
a
in
recurring...
like 4 episodes. It wasn't a lot.
All right. Still Adam Park.
I'm going to give it to Diva Talks. I find her delightful. I love me a Diva Talks. That's it for pretty much all the
I've got one submitted. More. That Latasha gave me that she wants. Me
okay,
to
yeah,
throw.
Yeah. What is it?
Best Andrashley moment. Best Andros and Ashley moment. I had a good combination of their name and I forgot it. So
the fan term is Astros.
Anderley.
Anderley is good. I do like Anderley a lot better than I like all the other ones. I mean, they were pretty cute walking out of the... Oh, here's mine. When they were going to the movies to see that very romantic movie.
Yes.
I forget what the name of it. Star-Crossed Lovers. Ashley's like, come on. And Andrew's like, just like hopped up and was like, yeah, let's go. Come on. Like, that was a real cute moment.
That was cute. I think my favorite moment between the two of them was the You're Human moment. Because it's just so ridiculous.
Yeah, that was a good one too. You're human. He's just like, please stop that. Don't poke me anymore. So now we're going to do the end run of our...
This is the Morphies lightning round.
Yeah, well, we actually have a lightning round, and then we have like the best, worst, and favorites.
Okay.
So here's the lightning round. Defining moments of each ranger. Like, what is the moment that made them like the, their peak moment for each ranger, and we'll even throw in some others. For we'll throw in Astronema.
Okay.
And should we throw in Clippy? I said let's throw in Clippy too. He all deserves right. it.
I think for Andros, it's going to be the Evil Supper.
Absolutely. That's a real good way to show him right out the gate. For Cassie, I think it's, I don't know if I just really like the acting in it. The when the baby was falling down the stairs.
Yeah, that whole sequence, I think, for Cassie, for sure. Other than that, like, what else did she get? She got mad at Ashley for cleaning or whatever? Like,
yeah, for not cleaning.
Yeah, that's not a defining...
Yeah, no. For TJ, I feel like, unfortunately, his defining moments are all them concussions.
Or when he stepped up with Andros...
Yeah, I mean, that's
out.
It. That's got to be it.
Because that was the time we were like, oh, he should have been in charge.
Yeah. Oh. For Ashley, I don't know. It's kind of tricky. I mean, my favorite Ashley moment is just when in Mission to Secret City where she's fighting all the Quantrons by herself and just elbows one right in the throat.
I think that's her defining moment is, you guys go ahead. I'll hold them off as long as I can.
And then she holds them off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome. What about Carlos?
His defining moment is just how mad he got at Sylvie so fast.
I want it to be like a good defining moment.
I know.
I think it's
I think Sylvie.
Yeah, like him going to the moon and getting her a moon rock because he like realized how much of a dink he was. I think that's kind of like his big moment. Or in Mission to Secret City where he's like very protective of Sylvie. Like...
Yeah.
Because, like, he doesn't have his little brother figure of Justin anymore, so he replaced him with Sylvie. Who some might say is better. I don't think a lot of people will argue.
I won't.
I like Justin.
I don't hate Justin, but at 40 episodes, he kind of gets to you.
Yeah, I could see that.
Sylvie has the benefit of being in maybe 4.
Right. What about Zane? What is the one Zane moment? Because for me, it's when he gets his butt kicked in Mega Winger. He does nothing. He just gets beaten up and hits one dude and then his Zord's destroyed.
Yeah.
Or the other defining moment where he just starts blowing up in the hangar when they're on the moon.
Yeah. Where's the Mega Winger? I don't know. I'm in trouble. Boom, 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 boom.
I don't know what I did. I hit the blow up my arms button.
I hate Zane so much.
I feel like... They had such good intentions.
They did. It just, at times it felt like, it felt too much like they were trying to do Tommy again.
And you can't. You gotta let that happen. You can't. And like, look, Tommy had an it quality.
Yeah.
That Zane didn't have. Or more accurately, Jason David Frank has an it quality that Justin Nimmo did not.
Very true.
So, sorry, buddy. Your hair looked nice. And you wore the crap out of that very shiny shirt. That's Zane's defining moment, is
the
that
date.
Outfit.
The date with Astronema.
Yeah. What? Speaking of Astronema, what is her defining moment?
I'm on my side.
Yeah, absolutely. That's. I feel like we should give two. What is the pre-brainwash, because the post-brainwash is I'm on my side. The pre-brainwash, I don't know what it could be. I think maybe it's her and Andros in the... engine room where she's like chained up and like,
yeah,
like I don't trust people. I'll have like, that's a thing I got to work on. Like, that's not you. It's just like the way that I am. Cause I was raised evil.
Right.
I feel like all that. And then when she like is faking them being prisoners and she apologizes to Alpha, like, or she's like, instead of saying robot, she says Alpha.
That apology it hit pretty good.
Yeah.
I'll give it to that.
Yeah. And then it was Clippy's defining moment.
I think it's... Oh, I just remember that he got turned to dust and I'm sad again.
That was kind of a bummer.
I think his defining moment is pre-brainwash when he like holds off the whole army so Astronema can get away.
Right before they leave. Yeah, that was awesome.
If not that, then just pick a fight with Darkonda.
Yeah. Like, especially that one on...
Yeah, if you want to show anyone who Clippy is, show them him fighting Darkonda. Maybe closer to the, like, to the heel face turn for Astronema.
Right, yeah.
Where he's, like, kind of fighting to defend her more than
that
just...
That was awesome. And then that moment where he, like, I think he kills Darkonda and then is like... Or no, Darkonda, he doesn't kill Darkonda. Maybe he does? And then there's like 5 million Piranatrons that he holds off for long enough for them to get on. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Clippy rules. He got done dirty
he
by that.
He got done very
Zordon
dirty.
Zordon screwed Clippy. I'm going to say it.
Can't wait for all the Clippy screwed Clippy tweets coming.
I know. I said it. And I was like, someone's going to say it. All right. So now we got some of our end game classics. What is the Rita, you stupid moment? Mine is just the Dark Spectre in general.
I think
Not getting that he, like, Astronema is the one doing it.
Yeah, he was completely unaware of anything happening around him, which is very weird.
For the ultimate bad guy?
Because you feel like he's supposed to be this, like, omnipresent evil power. He just has no idea what's going on at any time.
And then he like would threaten her, be like, if you don't fix this soon, I'll die. And then
I
what?
Guess he's just a giant floating in space. I thought he was like with Zordon, but no.
Well, because he would disappear like a hologram sometimes. I don't know.
I don't know what the deal was with him, but he was very stupid.
Dark Specky, you stupid. Favorite monster?
Not counting henchmen?
Yes. Remember that big owl monster? His name was Owl Monster.
His name was Owl Monster. What did he look like? Oh, what a stupid monster. That's the most seasoned what Rita's evil owl monster.
Yeah.
Vaxacker. Oh, I know my favorite monster. The first half of the episode is Tankenstein.
That is true. Tankenstein being the T2. T-1000, I know it's not T2, guys, okay. But Hummer was awesome.
Arnold was T2.
He was the T-800.
He's T2. He's the second.
No, T2 is the movie. I'm sure there were dozens of Terminators before him. Yeah, I also will give it to first half of the episode, pre-growing Tankenstein. Yeah. Who is the worst monster?
Let me get a visual refresher for Jack-Arak.
Yeah, I really hated Jack-Arak most because like that actually, episode was bad.
I can't really remember their episode, but I know that we thought that the Crocotoxes were stupid.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they were the worst.
Yeah.
They were useless.
What's a Fearog?
That's a good question.
I don't remember him.
Me either.
A toad monster summoned by Destructipede.
Oh, yeah. Remember the centipede summoned up a bunch of other monsters?
Yep. This is one of them. Okay.
That's why. I'm going to say that it was the Crocotoxes. They were pretty bad.
Runner up to Waspicable, maybe.
I don't know if Waspicable. Yeah. He was a weenie. He was a big weenie. And then the best monster. Which one of these did the best?
We did that. That was Tankenstein.
Well, that was favorite.
Oh,
I think Tankenstein kind of takes.
I think Tankenstein also did the best.
Which
is the one that destroyed all the Megazords?
I don't know. Tankenstein destroyed one, I think. I don't remember. Here's what I'm gonna say for favorite monster is Body Switcher because he made the Body Switch happen, which I loved.
Right.
Best monster is Tankenstein, though.
Okay, like, fair enough.
Next up is best henchman. Do we even have to ask?
It's a Ecliptor.
It's a Ecliptor. Like in a walk. Do the Psycho Rangers count as monsters or henchmen?
Because
if they're monsters, I need to go back.
Yeah, I think they're monsters.
All right.
They're the best monsters.
Yeah, then I'm going to say the Psycho Rangers, all of them, and if I can only pick one, Psycho Yellow.
Right, yeah.
Because Psycho Yellow was like the, nah, screw you guys, I'm out of here. Like,
yeah. Psycho Yellow was on her side.
yeah, I love that. Favorite episode.
Countdown to Destruction Part 2.
See, I was going to say that for best episode. So I'm trying to think of another episode I really liked.
I mean, I did really like... I was really into the Tankenstein episode until Zay showed up and ruined it.
I had to poop on that whole parade.
I don't know. Nothing else really jumps out at me.
I'm going to say my favorite episode is Zane's Destiny.
Yeah, that's when he leaves.
Yeah, where he just dips. I think my favorite, if I'm not going to give it to what I think is the best episode of the season, I'm going to give it to Ranger's Leap of Faith, which is the one where Astronema is with them and then like kind of is goes back on it, but then it's like, no, that was a trick, and then escapes with them. Because that episode was amazing. Like, top to bottom, that episode ruled. What is the worst episode?
Seymour.
Yeah.
Seymour beats the grandma.
Seymour is worse than the grandma, but not by a lot.
No.
We're measuring in inches here. The grandma episode was very bad. There was some good Ashley stuff in the grandma episode.
Yeah.
There was nothing good in the Seymour episode except Ashley wanting to kill him, and then she went back on it immediately, and it was a bummer. And then best episode, Countdown to Destruction Part 2.
Part 2 specifically.
Part 1 and 2, but like, yeah. Part 2 specifically. That's got I Am Spartacus. It's got all the civilians jumping in to help. It's got that, you know, the fight. It's got, like, a lot of good stuff. It's a very good episode. And that's it. That's going to do it for us for the Morphies, Season 6. This was a little haphazard.
A little bit. I think we pulled it through.
Yeah, it'll edit fine. Next season, I'm going to have it together. Okay. I just forgot to write anything down, so there's a lot of stuff I'm going to have to cut of me being like, where did everything go? Thank you very much for sending in your categories. Didn't get a ton this year, but that's to be expected because we were like, hey, what about now? And then today we did it. So we had like 2 days. So thank you again for listening. Maybe we'll do a Q&A. Those are easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe that one will be out before this one, and this one will go out the 21st, and then next week will be Devin's Ghost, if you have it by then.
Right.
If you don't have it by then, I have no idea what we're going to do.
Yeah, I don't know. Amazon's being real shady with their shipping information on it. It did ship.
From where?
Don't know.
Really? It was just like, yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah. That's what happened to me when I tried to order, what the heck was it?
DDD?
No, I ordered a DDD from Japan, and that just never got here.
Yeah.
And that didn't make the trip. What the heck was it that I ordered? I don't know. It was probably some amiibo. It was the 8-bit Classic Link amiibo I ordered, because it was like 16-something on Amazon, so I ordered it.
Yeah.
And then it shipped like very shortly afterwards, and I was like, I don't know about that.
Right.
And the tracking number didn't work.
Did you ever get it?
No, I got my money back from Amazon, though.
Well,
but I feel like it might be one of those situations. There's also not a tracking number, but I'm sure. I've heard it's on YouTube, so maybe we can find it.
Yeah, hopefully we can find it. That'll be a fun one. And then I think we'll do a Q&A episode. Those are always very easy. We'll record that Wednesday.
Yeah.
But until then,
may the power protect you.
All right. This is going to be a much more slapdash one than normal.
For you. Good evening, everyone. That's not the real one.